Commentator Nancy Coons has lived in France for 10 years. She's American, so she can't vote, but she does keep a close eye on politics, and she's seeing her district in a different light since the first round of presidential elections.
In Rodemack, where I live, of the 481 villagers who voted in the French presidential elections, 61 of them voted for Jean-Marie Le Pen. That's 61 too many. Now I find myself looking out my window and wondering which of my neighbors it was. Le Pen's loudmouth swaggering, sexist jokes, and outrageous racist policies lulled most of us into writing him off as a marginal clown. But I don't think he's so funny now. Thanks in part to my neighbors, he's got himself elected into the final round. The people of Rodemack seem like nice enough folks to me. Why did so many of them vote for him? It's true, Le Pen has toned down his inflammatory rhetoric lately. Some of my neighbors, farmers, plumbers, factory workers, are tired of the elegant intellectual fencing of the incumbents and find his blunt, straight talk a relief. "He's only saying what needs to be said," a young mother told me as she ripped out a dandelion in her yard across from mine. "We're sick and tired of feeling scared of these guys. You know who I'm talking about. We should kick them out. We don't want it to be like the States here." Her husband didn't mince words. "There are foreigners here raising hell, and nobody kicks them out." Then he gave me a flirty grin. "Not you, bien sûr." The blue-aproned widow across the courtyard glanced around, then admitted, "My friend voted Le Pen. She says, I'm afraid to go to the store. I'm afraid in bed at night. I'm no racist, but we're scared." I began to feel scared, too, for different reasons. After I put the kids to bed, I pulled my office curtains and logged onto the website of the National Front and then Le Pen's own campaign site. Buried in patriotic cant, the notorious xenophobia is there, all tangled up with chilling family values, anti-Europe nationalism, and a hard line on crime. Some people find all this a comfort. Have they really looked into the hair-raising details? Or was Le Pen's first-round victory just an Archie Bunker vote for the good old days, when a franc was a franc, women stayed barefoot and pregnant, and you could hang a fellow for petty theft? Is there, in fact, a rising wave of jackboot fascism sweeping La République? Or was this all a joke, a great Gallic raspberry at the status quo, indulging in a first-round protest vote with the luxury of a second round ahead? Still, I turn to other neighbors for reassurance. "Le Pen is a madman," they commiserate. "We're so ashamed for France." A friend shrugs. "We must remain serene. He cannot win." I hope she's right. After all, I'm an immigrant too.
Commentator Nancy Coons lives and writes in France.